tell that the Brisker once told him that Matam was the anti-religious left movement. It's like Merit used to be. What's the now? Mapam hot giratavet dem oilam hayeshivim. Mapam saved the oilam hayeshivim. The Brisker Rav said because there was a suggestion that the state would hold the money would be in charge of the money for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and Mapam was against that completely. Yeshivas have no place in the state. So they saved the yeshivas because of that. The Medina would be holding the money for the yeshivas. That was his point. Anyway, this is what I wanted to tell you. In 1948, you may have heard this, but it's something that this is what the Brisker Rav said to you. It paralleled this. Brisker Rav once told his son. One of his sons got a very big nedunya from the Mechutin. And the Brisker Rav, I think it was the Brisker Rav, otherwise it was his father. I just don't remember. It's not the Brisker Rav. So he was offered a very big nedunya. So then the Brisker Rav said that, that the Brisker Rav noticed that his son was, Daitoi was Tzocha Olof, was he was a Zocha Daitoi, you know, not bad, eh? You know, look what this chosen got, you know, $2 million. So the Brisker Rav said, I don't know where I saw it now, I didn't find it, but it's very much in for this piece here in the 48th war. So the Brisker Rav, when he saw that, he said to him, he says, it's not because of you, it's because of me. They gave you that amount, right? And he said, and if it's not for you in the middle, they would have given you more. They would have given more. If it wasn't you in getting in the way, then the Nadunya would have been, That's what he told his son. So this is mamish how he touched what happened in 48. In the War of Independence, there wasn't more than 500,000 people. There wasn't yet an army. And we had to battle 7 Arab nations at one time. Mm-hmm. When they came with all the equipment. So at the end of the day, everyone agreed that it was a miracle. There wasn't any level of Israel. Israel, the public. Jewish public that didn't see the night. But at least a different form, right? So the Mizrahi had their way of looking at it. The Mizrahi said, brings here this Araya that that the state of Israel, that's the way to go. Supporting Israel and that's why from Shemayim, there were such miracles. Then the Kanoim, the Zealots, they said it's not shy that Hashem will do Nisim for Rishoy. And then the victory was Maisesot. The Maisesot. So when Rav Lawrence said, when I asked the Brisker Rav how we should explain the Nisim, so he said like this, he said, it's impossible and it's also awesome to say the Nisim were made for the people that set up a state who don't have any Emunah Hashem. They are not Roy that Nisim should be done for them. On the other hand, it's also also to say it's Maisa Sotan. Because he said, anyway, the Sotan's one of the Malachim. and he does only b'shlichus Hashem. So, Ma'aseh Sod. He says the MS is that the nisim were done for the Sheris HaPleita, for the remnant of Am Yisrael. The loin de Torah, that means those learning Torah and Shemir Mitzvot. So that the promise of Loi Tishochach Mipizara, the Torah will not be forgotten from Am Yisrael. So that could be Mitkayem. Hemshech of Klal Yisrael is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, shifting from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. So for that promise of Loi Tishochach Mipizara, that's why the nisim took place. That the Torah could continue to be passed on. So he said, and then the Rav added, he said that it says, Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoile des Yitzchak. These are the Avram gave birth, and the question is, what is the pasuk repeated? This is told us, Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram holy did you. You just told me Yitzchak is the son of Avram. But you're telling me again, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So Chazal say that the late sonim of the door were saying that Sarah, the child that Sarah was carrying was from Avimelech. Because Avimelech took Sarah and eventually had to give her back. But the late sonim was saying that Sarah was conceived from Avimelech. Because look, she was there so many years by Avram, she never conceived. And so what did Hashem do? He made Yitzchak look identical to Avram. Everyone could see that Yitzchak was Avram, was the son of Avram. So the Rishon LeZion said, why is it said Leitzone Ador? It should have said the Rishi Ador, firstly. And the other point is, even if it's true that Sarah conceived from Avimelech, but it's still a nice phenomenon. I mean, she was 90 years old. She was great granny, you know. Adain Ikra Anais was Habas Tishim Shona Teled. Like Avram said when he laughed, Habas Tishim Shona Teled. That's still there. So it's not going to detract from the name. Whether Yitzchak was born from Avram or Avimelech. So the Rav said, the Nais was so clear with Sarah that even the Rishayim couldn't deny. Rishayim Ador weren't the ones up there challenging this. Sarah gave birth, it was Barur that it was the Nais. If the God of Avram did the nice, then it shows that you've got to serve the God of Avram. So came the Leitzonim of the door, and they said, yeah, definitely there was a nice, right? But the nice wasn't for Avram, it was done for Avimelech. So the nice doesn't obligate anybody in anything. They take out the crux of the nice. Yeah, absolute miracle, amazing stuff, right? The Bushman, right, came out of an atom bomb alive, you know. Right? Wow, amazing, you know. Right under the atom bomb, and they're walking out alive, healthy, you know? Absolute word. Right? What does it say? Was it Machai? Doesn't Machai have a clue? So that's why Hashem was mitzvah that the cluster upon him of Yitzchak should be like Avram, so that you should see this night happened for Avram. This is Elokei Avram. And then from that they can, that's the real Elokim. So he said, so the Brisker Rav said here also, the nights were so clear that even the biggest Apikorans couldn't explain based on the figures how many tanks, how many soldiers, how many planes. There wasn't any hope. Same thing in 67, 73 as well, if you look at the numbers. So that no one could deny. But the Leitzonim, not the Rishonim, no Roshan could deny it, it was clear. You had to be a Leitz. You had to come. They're like, Sonim had to come and say, you know what? Yeah, it wasn't nice. But it was for the Tziyoy. Hanais nase la Tziyoy. Where the Torah isn't the ideal, where the state of Israel, nationalism, the Jewish state, that's all. For the Jewish state, the nes was done. You didn't need the Torah in there at all. Torah mitzvahs. Sing hatikva, Yom HaAtzmaut, right? You hold the flag, right? For them, the miracle was done. And so many people bought it that way. That's how the pie was sold to South Africa, anyway. Right? So that was Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. What was Kodesh, Kodesh? Yirah Shamayim, Ahavat Torah. That didn't show. Ahavat Mitzvah. No, that was the flag. That was Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And that's what the Leitzon had ordered. So that we shouldn't learn from the Nisim to be Choyzer B'Tshuva. And the Brisk Rav said, we've got a mitzkaber against that. And explain to the Tzibur that the Nais was done only for the Lomdei Torah, the Ma'atikei HaShmuah, so that the Mesoros of Torah, which is eternal, could continue for the next Torahs. And in fact, the Brisk Rav requested from Rav Lawrence that he should mefarsem these Dvorim, get publicized, to be all over the world. And in another, on another occasion, the Brisk Rav said, maybe it was up to 67 more. He said that when you look at the Nisim, that's what happened. See, the Nisim like this before the yeshivas that were sitting and learning, the Mir and the Ponovich, those were in their schools. The battle was won, and if not for those few Leitzonim running the show, leading the arm in towards Apikorosis. If not for them, there would have been the victory would have been that much more. There wouldn't have been losses. That string of that Nitzachon in 67, and there wouldn't have been any casualties. All of the casualties that there were was because they got in the middle. That was like he told his son. Right? Son said, "Ah, what a look at that. What a not bad dad, you know. Look what a dunya I got." So his father said, "It was for me, not for you. And if you weren't in the middle, then the dunya would have been double the size. You know? You weren't involved in." So that was peace and it's got on the middle. Inshallah, Aid of the Mishkur. Okay, stop a little bit. The famous Zog of the Brisk Rav, the Rav's touch on what was happening. You can imagine how much there was, you know, especially when you walk out and everyone is singing Hatikva, you know, and carrying the flag, right? And it's like, it's Mamish Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. You know, like if you go to a concert, I mean, have to, right? You're going to a concert, one of these, you go to an Elton John concert. Billy Joel. I mean, you know, you walk in there. I mean, you can't like not be swept up by the music. You know, like I wouldn't be sitting there like, you know, forget it, you know, horrified, you know. Oh man, you know, Harry Chapman, you know, 1,000 pounds of bananas. Imagine hearing that, you know. You know that song. I mean, you know, so that's how it was. You know, that's how it was. I mean, you got one little yid there that was able to get up in the concert and say, "Heaven a volley, Omar Kohelis," and not just say it, put on a good show inside. He was able to stand up against that ruach and see it with Torah eyes, you know, like mamish, like the Torah, like a sacred, living sacred Torah. You know, we don't appreciate what comes into that time. It's like Mamish, like Yosef in Mitzrayim. It's just what Shana. It had to be Yosef at Tzadik to be able to go through Mitzrayim.